It's Beauty Inside Out on RadioMD.com. Here are David Pollack along with Lisa Davis.
We've all heard about the Fountain of Truth, but what about, we've all heard about the Fountain of Youth. I was going to say, David, but what about the Fountain of Truth? I am very excited, David, I'm sure you are too, to have the wonderful Jeannie James on the program. She has written, this is her sixth book, David. It's a Fountain of Truth, Outsmart. Yes, six.
That's a lot of work.
Outsmart. It sure is. Outsmart Hype, False Hope, and Heredity, to recalibrate how you age. Hello there, Jeannie.
Hi, Lisa. Hi, David. I'm delighted to be on your show today.
Oh, thank you for being with us.
Absolutely.
So let's get right down to it. Six books, I got to tell you, you're a fountain of information. Besides the Fountain of Truth, you're a fountain of information. And I got to tell you, when we were looking through it, you know, a couple things came up and I want to share with our listeners. You know, what are the top five things that you feel speed up a woman's aging?
Yeah, that's such a great question because every woman wants to know. Well, first, you can't avoid time, the number of years you live. But what's really a dramatic seismic shock for many women is that these clinical studies show that women age the equivalent of 18.6 years between the decade of 40 and 50. 18.6 years. And what
I am living it.
Yeah, right.
Sorry.
Wait,
okay, and let me clarify.
Oh my goodness.
Right.
Let me clarify for our listeners. What you're saying is actually when we're in our 40s and 50s, or for women, and we'll talk about men in a minute, but in the 40s and 50s, the signs of aging is actually accelerating because you gave us a number that's
Absolutely.
Even faster. Amazing.
Absolutely.
Okay, keep going. I've interrupted,
yes.
So go ahead. I want to hear more.
The data is from Dr. Mark Houston at Vanderbilt Medical Center University, and it's really looking at what's happening at a cellular level with hormones, the shift in hormone production that really accelerates, the downtick accelerates in your 40s and 50s, which then accelerates how rapidly you're aging. So that's huge. Another really big factor is the extra pounds that you pack around your middle. And again, clinical studies show that women specifically will gain 1 to 2 pounds a year, 1 to 2 pounds a year, between the ages of 35 and 55, and it's not dependent on what they're eating or their exercise. It's really driven, again, by shifts in hormone production. But that belly fat is not only uncomely, doesn't make you just feel bad and wear elastic jeans, it's really a huge risk factor, as I know y'all address on your show frequently. Then the fact that we don't move around much, you know, our sedentary lifestyle, sleeplessness, and oh my gosh, stress. Stress is a huge factor in how fast we age.
Okay.
Yeah, well, it's so interesting, Jeannie, because I eat clean and I work out and I do all the things you're supposed to. I'm 45 and I have gained weight, although mine is mostly in my backside, I'll say, and my thighs. But it's like, what in the heck, you know, and my skin is weird. And yeah, this hormonal thing is tough.
It is tough. And, you know, the weight gain is typically belly, butt, hips, and thighs. So you're, you know, you just got it on your backside instead of your front side.
Okay.
And what's happening is that you're... Progesterone levels, at a cellular level, your progesterone levels really start dipping down in your 30s, but they go in the toilet in your 40s, while your estrogen levels initially will uptick a bit, but then they'll start sputtering when you move towards having a regular period. But that sputtering estrogen level compared to the low, low, low progesterone level is called estrogen dominance, and that estrogen dominance packs on those extra pounds around your belly, butt, hips, and thighs. And then get this. This is the double whammy. Your fatty tissue produces even more estrogen. So it's not about what you're eating or exercising.
Oh, no.
Your clean lifestyle. It's about what's happening at a cellular level.
But I got to tell you, all the listeners, I guarantee, are going to ask the same thing. You're telling us all that's going wrong, but what can we do? What can the women,
Absolutely.
What can our women listeners do?
This is what's most exciting. There are things that every woman and man can do. If you can kick off your stilettos or your loafers and get
I'll
to a
off.
Grocery store with a health food aisle. The first thing is the kinds of foods you choose. Even, Lisa, like you said, you're eating healthy and you're eating clean. But if you up your intake of cruciferous vegetables like broccoli, cauliflower, kale, citrus fruits, you know, tangerines, oranges, grapefruit, whole grains, and then lignans, which are flaxseed oil, sesame seeds, all those help balance your hormones at a cellular level, decrease your toxic estrogen and actually move some of it out through the feces, through the bowel, through your poop. And that will really help accelerate the stabilizing of your hormones that will really set you up to lose those pounds once and for all. The other thing you need to do is move. I mean, you need to exercise. And, you know, we're past that era of where you need to put on the leotards and go to some gym and do your yoga floor stretches and do nothing else. We have a toy box of opportunities today. You know, take a Zumba class. You know, try paddle boarding if you live near the water. You know, do power yoga. But whatever you do, keep moving. Because if you're moving, you're balancing your hormones, depending on whose study you're citing, 9 to 11% more and better than if you're being sedentary. And, of course, you're burning calories, which is a great thing.
I got to ask you, you talk about moving and all, but in today's high-tech world, I mean, we sit here and we get lazier and lazier and lazier, and I got to admit, there's got to be some effect. And to me, is it like a silent saboteur, or how do you feel all this high-tech is affecting us in this aging process, or is it?
It is affecting us, and it's affecting us not only in terms of sedentary lack of exercise and movement, but this high-tech world is actually creating what clinicians are calling popcorn brain. Where people are afraid to unplug, and then their neural synapses are not firing like they used to, and it becomes almost like an addictive process. So the fact that we not only are high tech, but that we're relying on technology that keeps us not moving, but also makes our brains lazier, is a setup for all sorts of diseases, and it accelerates our stress. I cite in the book a story of a woman who, you know, she's trading off with her husband so she can go work out, and he's picking up the kids, and she comes home and she's on her smartphone going through her emails, and right when she drives up the driveway, she's throwing water on her face and grabbing a towel to look as if she worked out. And she says, I have an addiction. So that's not going to make her fatter. It's going to make her brain slower, and it's going to set her up for more stress, which is going to set her up to age faster.
You mentioned all that her husband's doing. I mean, how does marriage affect us?
Marriage is a huge factor. What most women don't know is that if you're in a stressful marriage relationship, it's going to accelerate your risk for many chronic diseases, particularly heart disease. And what I found astounding was the data saying that women under 55 who have a heart attack and are in an unhappy, stressful marriage are less likely to survive. That's huge. That's huge. So when you look at the quality of your relationship, and particularly the quality of your communication, verbal abuse in the home is a horrific risk factor for earlier mortality. So really, women looking at how you partner and partner wisely, and then how you share the money, that's another big thing. Money in your own hands. Women who have money in their own hands have been shown to be healthier, to live longer, and to have more vitality and purpose as the years go by. But if you've got the money, we've also got to help those women who have not. And that gives you part of your purpose for moving forward and gives a reason for living longer, being healthier, and making a difference, no matter your age.
Wow. No, you've given us a lot of information. I think a lot of it's going to apply to us guys, too. Obviously, some of the hormonal changes didn't apply there, but I got to tell you, as I've aged, I've added a pound or two, and I think you've given us a lot of information of things we can do to counteract that. I think one of the things I like is the sleepness, you know, and how I need to get more sleep and eat a little bit better. I know, Lisa, you've been talking about some of this.
Oh, definitely. I'm so huge on sleep, Jeannie, that my husband will come home what I consider late at 8:30, and he'll be like, "Oh, let's watch a movie or let's hang out." I'm like, "I'm going to bed," and he's like, "What?" You know. But our daughter wakes us up every day 5:30 in the morning. But Jeannie, I just want to say, the Fountain of Truth, Outsmart Hype, False Hope, and Hereditary to recalibrate your how you age is fantastic. David, didn't you love it?
Oh, thank you. I
think it's fantastic. You've given us a lot of information, and I just want to help our listeners. You know, a lot of what's happening in our lives, we get older, is due to hormonal change. We gain weight, lack of sleep, and so we just need to eat a little bit better, more fruits and vegetables, get a little more sleep, get some movement in our lives, and more importantly, get her book. Go to Jeannie, G-E-N-I-E, James.com. I want to thank you so much for being with us. I'm David Pollack with Lisa Davis, and you're listening to Beauty Inside Out on Radio MD. Stay well.